Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, Jonathan Martin, Politico's senior columnist. We're going to talk a little politics, maybe some baseball with Jonathan Martin as well. We went to a game last year at Busch Stadium. J-Mart, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm feeling pretty good after that Cardinals victory. As you probably know, it's been a little bit of a rough start here in St. Louis, piggybacking on our terrible year in 23.
Oh, man, you guys live and die with the Cardinals. I love it. Not even May yet, and you already got
freaked out.
Your ulcer is coming. I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Well, let's talk about Mike Johnson. You wrote about Mike Johnson. I'm going to ask Ann Wagner some questions about Mike Johnson. And I thought this was an interesting line, and you're the guy that's going to explain how this happened, because I think people are curious. It may seem hard to square the congressman who only in September opposed $300 million in Ukraine aid with the one who put his career on the line to deliver $61 billion to Ukraine. So how, in simplified fashion, Jonathan Martin, because you wrote extensively about this, how did that happen?
The short answer is intelligence briefings and the burden of leadership. He got a different level of intelligence than he did as a rank and file member. And he knows Ukraine's running out of munitions and they could lose the war and the Russians could occupy a massive country on the continent of Europe. And I think he didn't want to have that burden on his shoulders of Ukraine failing, because he is the only member of the U.S. government, White House, House, and Senate, who was opposed. It wouldn't bring up the bill. And then lastly, I would just say real fast, too, there's something called a discharge petition, which Ann Wagner can explain better than I can. But basically, if Johnson had not brought up the bill, enough Republicans in the House would have signed that with Democrats and forced a vote on the House floor. This way, Johnson got something out of it. He separated the votes on Israel and Taiwan. He added the TikTok ban, and he actually, at the end of the day, was able to sort of salvage a win for a lot of folks in the House.
But you know that there are a lot of people that are pointing this as, look, I had Sean Spicer on last week, and he was livid about this because he feels like Johnson, and I have some questions myself. I was very concerned, had nothing personally against Mike Johnson, but two areas of concern picking him as Speaker. The inexperience to manage big pieces of legislation, maybe case in point, and also the inexperience with fundraising, two separate issues, but going out and helping Republicans, in my view, secure the House is important. But he doesn't have experience in that area. So when it comes to that criticism, how would you respond, or how would members on the Hill respond to that?
The whole critique is a fair one. He does not have relationships with donors. He's not a proven fundraiser. This is all new for him. And, you know, he's going to have to get a lot of help to raise money. That's going to be a challenge. I think on carrying big pieces of legislation, I think the last couple of months, he has effectively answered that question. Look, he pushed through spending bills to keep the government open the rest of this year. He was able to finally get FISA reauthorized, which is legislation that basically authorizes spying. And then obviously he gets these big infusions of money for our allies and throws in a ban of TikTok, all in pretty short order this calendar year. So look, I think he's already a more consequential speaker based on that agenda than Kevin McCarthy was in the 9 months that Kevin was speaker.
I love this line. This is maybe a classic Jonathan Martin line from the piece about Mike Johnson. He's a Republican of the Red Dawn generation. I like that. I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's born in 1972, and your listeners out there who are also children of the 80s or perhaps early 90s will identify with that. Look, I think Trump has reshaped the Republican Party. I think the Iraq War has reshaped the Republican Party. It's made it a more kind of inward-looking isolationist party, but there's still the DNA of Ronald Reagan. It's in a lot of Republicans, especially those over the age of 45. And I think that wanting to project American strength abroad, wanting to engage in the world, that DNA is still there. You got to look for it sometimes. But I think with Mike Johnson, when push came to shove, he proved he was ultimately a Reagan guy.
So my very simplified position on Ukraine at this point, just being a guy that flaps his lips on the radio, is I'm concerned that this is not a winnable situation. Maybe it would benefit me, and maybe it would benefit a lot of people to sit an hour in a skiff getting briefed and find out the real information. I wouldn't deny that. But in lieu of that, I don't think that, you know, the messaging on Ukraine has been effectively communicated to Republican voters who are concerned. I mean, I've jokingly referred to myself as an isolationist because apparently I am now. But I'm just genuinely concerned about throwing good money after bad at this point.
Yeah, look, I think the Europeans haven't done a good enough job. American leaders in both parties haven't done a good enough job. I think that's a huge part of the challenge, is there's not been public salesmanship for why we ought to be spending billions of dollars to invest in Ukraine. You're totally right. I think it's been malpractice to not make the case of why we should be there. And to me, the case is pretty straightforward. It's not in our, you know, personal American self-interest to have Russia occupy a country along the border of NATO and be tempted to menace countries on Ukraine's border that aren't NATO countries, that would change everything in our calculation. I think that's a raw calculation of self-interest, that we just don't want the Russians occupying Ukraine. But I think you're right that's not been made effectively to a lot of folks in this country.
Yeah, Politico senior columnist Jonathan Martin is here. What is Mike Johnson's emerging, developing relationship with Donald Trump? What do we know about that?
They're talking a lot more on the phone, I'm told, like almost every day. I think Johnson's visit a couple of weeks ago to Mar-a-Lago played a critical role in keeping Trump on the sidelines and not coming out against the Ukraine funding bill. I know for a fact that Johnson made a case to Trump, speaking of self-interest, that it was in Trump's self-interest to let this aid go through, because Johnson told Trump, if you're president on January 20th next year, 9 months from now, you don't want to take office to a mess in Europe where you've got Ukraine occupied by Russian troops, because you would come on day one into a massive crisis in Europe, and you don't want that. I think Trump found that to be resonant.
Yeah.
David Cameron, the foreign minister, the former prime minister of the United Kingdom, also told Trump, look, you know, Putin's not going to stop and Ukraine's going to occupy the country and have broader ambitions. You don't want that happening on your watch next year. I think that played well with Trump.
Jonathan Martin, always great to have you on. Though we have to go to the mailbag here for one question here, submitted by our mutual friend, former State Senator Jeff Smith. Are you ready for this one?
Oh, boy.
Ask him why his favorite barbecue in the country is not St. Louis barbecue. I think that's a very important question. Be very careful
Jeff,
here.
Jeff,
how would you answer that?
On me. Well, yeah. What Jeff didn't say, which is even more damning, is I actually prefer KC barbecue over St. Louis barbecue. I know. I know. I'm never going to have lunch in St. Louis again.
Well, here's what I would say is that I used to go to Kansas City, Missouri quite a bit back in the day. This is when I was living in Columbia. You know, I loved about living in Columbia, Missouri, and this is just being honest, is it was close to Kansas City, the Lake of the Ozarks, and St. Louis. So I was a big fan of Gates and Sons and some of the other Kansas City barbecue. And it's interesting, my perspective. So I come back in 2006 from Milwaukee, not knowing that St. Louis is sort of a developing haven for barbecue. But we've done pretty well here, I will say that.
All right, man. I am open to persuasion. So next time I'm there, show me the best of St. Louis barbecue.
We'll do it, Jonathan Martin. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks,
I appreciate
man.
It. All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.